it was actually NPR. I was in the kitchen listening to NPR, and I heard a review of a book by Leonard Todd called Carolina Clay. And I think what drew me to the story of Dave that I heard on the radio that day was a number of things, really. One is that I'd never heard of anything like this, and I thought, wow, I really wish that I had, and I wish more people knew about him. I guess what interested me about what I heard about Dave was, you know, I had learned about people like Nat Turner, who rebelled against the horrors of slavery and organized rebellions, but I'd never heard about somebody like Dave, who basically rebelled against slavery in a very quiet way.
Without giving away too much of the book, can you give me a thumbnail description of his life and his work?
Dave was born a slave. The earliest record we have of his life or his existence is a sale, a bill of sale, when he was bought by the Landrum family when he was 17. And this was a family of potters because they lived in North Carolina where there was a lot of clay, there was a lot of water, there was a lot of wood. So the conditions were that's what you really need for pottery. And the owners taught Dave how to make pots. Well, he became one of the best potters around. He made enormous pots. He made gorgeous pots. But I guess what really struck me about the story of Dave is not just that he made amazing pots, but that he dared to write on pots and sign his pots with his name at a time that slaves could be killed for knowing how to read and write.
It's amazing the way that people found alternative ways to find freedom, freedom of expression, freedom
right.
of art. Why does this story resonate so well with children?
Because I think children want to express themselves. I think it's a human drive to want to express yourself somehow, and often some sort of art. I think a lot of times kids feel like they can't express themselves for various reasons. I think it'll resonate with them that this is a person who dared, who went against the law, actually, who could have been killed for doing this, but it was so vitally important to him. I don't think that Dave was a person who could live without making pots and writing on them.
And the pots are still around? Is there evidence of those?
Yes, I held one.
Really?
I went to where he lived and worked, and Leonard Todd, who wrote the book Carolina Clay, met me there, and he showed me where Dave lived, and he showed me where the kilns were, which are now, you know, a pile of you know, just some bricks in a farmer's field. But all over those fields, still right now, there are shards of pots. I mean, it had just rained, and you could look out over the field and just see them glistening, almost like glass. It was really amazing. Now, not all of those were made by Dave. They were all fired around there in that kiln.
You'll be visiting Blue Marble Books on Saturday, February 2nd from 1 to 3. What will you be doing there?
I will be talking about the book. I'll be answering any questions about the book, and I will be signing.
You can find out how to get more information about Etched in Clay, the Life of Dave, Enslaved Potter and Poet, and the event on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Andrea Cheng, congratulations on the book. Thank you.
Thanks so much.